Like, I know before the interview you were kind of telling me a little bit about Kathy. Could you maybe tell us a little bit about Kathy? You know, I think you said she was a nurse and
She was a
stuff.
home healthcare nurse, and so she traveled around the county helping people who were, had just gotten out of the hospital and really needed some extra care. And so she saw a lot of what was going on out in the county, drilling wise and everything. She's an incredible person. She gave a lot back to the community. First of all, she took care of a lot of elderly people. People who were needed help and couldn't get help. She also rescued dogs. So besides helping people who were broken, she rescued animals who were broken. So if there's a dog that needed to have its leg amputated and it would have been euthanized, she would adopt it, pay for the dog to have its leg amputated, and then help the rehabilitate it. And she had a lot of dogs that she had rescued. She loves helping animals. Just an incredible person. Very, very smart. You know, she was able to figure out the legal aspects of how we needed to do this ballot initiative. And a lot of the people never really understood it, even, what we had to go through and how important it was to keep all of those records and keep everything straight. And because we knew that at any time, we knew what was at stake and we knew the giant we were going up against. So I would say that Kathy was the most important person in the Denton fracking ban, bar none. She was absolutely the leader.
Is she still doing that job, or is she doing something
She
else?
lives in Rockport, Texas now, and I think she's doing some nursing, but she also does a lot of dog rescue services.
Is she still doing like activism and stuff, still fighting the fracking, or she
No,
put that kind of behind
I
her?
think that this was such a bitter pill that she just moved on from it.
Would she be willing, you think, to give an interview down the line?
Yeah, she. I don't. I think she would, but it would might be hard. She travels up here sometimes, and I can contact her about that.
Yeah, we can always, someone other than me or maybe me could travel down and talk to her. We don't always have to go down there. They don't always have to come up here. We can go down there. It just depends on what works for everyone else. But yeah, give me like that information or whatever if
Okay,
you can.
because there's no way that you can know what happened with the Denton fracking ban without
Without
talking to
Kathy.
Kathy.
I think someone else in the class has her, but I'm not entirely sure. But just to make sure that we cover her and she's such an integral person,
Right.
send me an email or whatever about,
Okay.
her location and stuff, and I can pass that along to anyone. Because I know a couple people are still looking for interviews. So if there's no interview,